parenting goes a little bit too far. Stephen A. Smith is making the big Zalas. Plus, Instagram has a new feature that we think you'll like. All that and more, you've just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, whoa, and whoa. We back again. Hey. And my sis shoulders hey. Off. What's up?
Oh. Hey. Hey.
Hey. I got you. Happy. I got you.
No, we absolutely have to. Every single time, because it's Black Twitter, so you know where it's at with it. But before we begin, my name is Rocky Harris, and to my left...
What's up? I'm Jamie Gray.
Hey, guys. I'm Sierra Stafford.
What's up, y'all? It's the only man on the panel, your boy Jay Lamar.
You know, and we love him just for that reason.
Period.
We know we absolutely. But no, we're back. This is episode 14. How's it going? How's you guys' weekends?
This weekend and next
This past weekend.
Okay. Listen, Sierra said I'm booked in Disney, okay?
No, last week it was cool. It was chill.
Okay. It was a bit, it went so fast.
Yeah, it really went fast. It don't feel like Monday.
It's Veterans Day.
Today.
So, you know.
Shout out to all the veterans.
And hope y'all resting out. And cool, you know, zooing it like y'all should zoo it.
Shout out, Granddaddy. Thank you for serving.
Okay,
yes,
come on.
Thank you.
Listen, you know. I wish we had the day off, but whatever.
You know. Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
We're chasing these dreams, baby.
Period.
These checks.
That's all we can
okay.
do.
You
that's
have to keep it going.
Yes.
Right. The bills don't stop, so we won't either.
Oh, come on. Got to do the step. You know what else is not stopping is T.I.'s mouth, because he is checking out his daughter when they go to the gynecologist. But Jamie's going to tell us all about it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so T.I., I don't know what's going on. I used to have the biggest crush on him, but I'm disgusted. Middle school, T.I. was everything.
He was that man.
But right
now. Paper trail, T.I. Especially ATL, honey.
Yes.
I can handle it.
Thank you. Clifford Harris was mine. But now... Okay, speaking of Clifford Harris, he's just doing a lot with his daughter, Deja. He was on the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mondi and Nadia Moham. You might know Nazanin, who is Miguel's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a singer herself. She was also on that TLC show that was back on UPN back in the day when they were trying to find that third member.
Oh, wow.
Y'all remember?
She's somebody third member.
Yeah, okay. Remember? It was on UTN. It was Are You the One with T-Boz and Chili.
Oh, I
she was on
that.
The show.
Really?
That's a throwback. Yes.
I didn't know that.
But anyway, back to T.I. So they have their Nazanin and Nadia, they have their podcast called Ladies Like Us. And while on the show, he was saying that he takes Deja to the gynecologist every year just to make sure that her hymen is intact. And he's been doing this for the past 2 years. Since she was 16, she is now 18. And so he says... that the doctor even stated, even, you know, that the hymen can be broken from bicycle riding, horseback riding. But he says he insists, and they said that he wants the results expeditiously. So the hosts were laughing, giggles, hee-hee-hee. And social media was in a roar about it.
Absolutely.
So I want to know you guys' thoughts. Do you feel like T.I. was, you know, joking, or do you feel like he's just legit an overprotective dad?
I don't have a frontal hymen. So I don't think that I would, if I had one, I wouldn't want my dad or either one of my parents coming to the gynecologist with me at 18 years old to discover the fact that I'm a virgin or not. I mean, I'm sure that statistics show that majority of people lose their virginity, you know, between 16 and 18. So at 18 years old, she's a full-grown woman.
Okay.
Legally can go out here and get married. She's beautiful. She can go out here and get married and live her own life. I think that it just shows that he wants to control her as much as possible. It's kind of creepy to think that your father is that involved with your genital
reproductive organs.
Yeah.
And then his other son, that's King, he doesn't care that he lost his virginity at 13 or 14.
Oh, he's proud.
The double standard.
I was just going to say, that's a double standard, because even when I was growing up, my mom even said, my brother may get it less harsh than what I got because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And we got to... I don't know what the double standard is, but it's a double standard there. But to your point about how, you know, he's invading her privacy, I feel like, for one, I'm not surprised because it's T.I. I mean, I just get that vibe from him. Like, he's a great father, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I got the vibe. But, two, also, as well, like you said, a hymen can be broken from anything.
A lot.
And, two, that's kind of like asking the question when you go to the doctor. They say, are you having sex? And your parents are in the room. And you're like, no. But, because it's awkward. So, it's like, if we lie about that, of course... I can just, she probably has sex. I'm going to be honest. We don't know.
Right.
And so it's like, how does he know? And he knows, like, the hymen doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
She could be already doing it, and you're just doing too much. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, she could have done oral. anal, like so many other different things she could have explored.
Yeah,
right. I just think regardless, it's just too much.
Yeah. Very too much.
I just think it's just weird. I feel like men oftentimes police women's bodies a little bit too much. Not even too much, just all the time. Just when you just don't need to. It's not your body, so it's not your business.
And she's too old, 18?
Yeah. Well, and that's my thing. That's it's nothing wrong. Because I feel like the people that were like that were supporting T.I. were mostly men, and they were saying like, oh well, I mean y'all just hoes out here. That's y'all just didn't have good fathers. And I'm like, my father was a great father, and he never went into no
gynecology with me. That men just talk out the side of their neck. What are you saying?
Like, I think that if I had when I have a daughter, I think that I mean at 16 I'll ask. But, like, at 18, it's really, like, none of my business. I feel like I've taught you enough.
If you stay in my house.
And honestly, though, if my dad were to ever ask me if I was a virgin, like, back when I was 16, I probably would have been upset back then because it's still none of your business.
At 16?
Go get my pads and bring them back.
Just asking you, though?
At 16?
Yeah, why are you asking me that? It's not, like, my dad?
Oh, Jamie. You know.
If it was my mom, sure. But my dad, like, why would you ask me that?
Okay, I'm being honest. I have a stepfather and have a real father. None of them has asked, am I a virgin? But they know. They stupid, like
right. They know, but why are you gonna ask me?
My parents think
that's too invasive to me.
My parents never had to ask me. I think my mom, like, she just knew, like, she was just like, she's out of my child. So right. She didn't have to ask. So I mean, this was for him to even do this. Go to the doctor when she would do the whole nine. It's like, okay.
It was weird.
My mom never really had, it's four of us, four all boys. So my mother never really had a conversation with us regarding like sex. Our older cousins did, uncles and stuff did, but like, I guess because we're men. But like, my mom never really had that conversation. But if she had asked, I was about to tell her a story, but when I reached puberty, like, I told my mom.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my mom.
Because you a guy.
Yeah, it is very different.
But I'm sure when y'all got y'all menstrual periods, y'all told y'all mom.
That's different.
But that's not the same.
That's different.
But that's
different. Let me say this. No, because, like, you can... People, there are young girls who reach their period, like, around 9. So, you know, granted, different ages to lose it. But I will say this. A lot of times, there's, like, levels to periods with women. You usually start off with pads, and then you might upgrade to tampons. So, usually, when you start using the tampons, that's when they know, because it's a different
method. I was going to say, my dad used to be like, you ain't wearing no tampon.
Oh, and that's when my dad found out. I remember we were in CVS and he was like, that means you're not a virgin anymore. And it was awkward, but I didn't care.
Not necessarily, because I know virgins who use tampons.
Did the conversation stop there or did it continue?
It just stopped there. Oh, like I said, I'm very
honestly, I didn't think about it. I don't know when I started using it.
I was like 18.
I don't even remember. Yeah, no, I've just never been a fan of tampons, but that's a whole nother
thing. The cup. The cup is the way to go. That's all I'm going to
say. Oh, we're going to get into some lady, you know.
I don't know nothing about this.
It's like I got my own daughter, so you need to find out.
I don't have no sisters. I don't know nothing about this.
It's my business.
No, you guys. Next.
Right. And really quick, I just wanted to say, though, because Planned Parenthood had a lot to say, too, and they just said, you can't tell if someone has had sex if they're by the way that their hymen feels, okay?
Yes.
All those claps. And so, also, Nazanin and Nadia did apologize as well.
I was disappointed in them. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, they actually deleted the episode, and so here was their apology that they posted on Instagram. They said, to everyone confused, angry, and hurt by the recent episode of Ladies Like Us, we want to start off by saying that we sincerely apologize for our knee-jerk reaction to the uncomfortable topic. We were completely caught off guard, shocked, and looking back, we should have reacted much differently in the moment. And I mean, they were laughing, and they were kind of egging on the situation.
Because so many women, I feel like, are afraid to stand up to men, especially men of power like T.I., and they have some type of influence in hip-hop. Like, I don't, like, even to me, period, I feel like T.I. steps out of his comfort level with people oftentimes, because even with, I forget who it was, but the Black Republican young millennial woman that was on a panel with him, and he cut her off. He, to me, and I feel like a lot of men just in general have a toxic masculinity mindset when it comes to women, period.
I can see that.
It's just like I agree, like, with him on the panel. She may be talking some crazy stuff, but let her speak. You don't speak over people as if they're not another person just like you. And just like with this, another woman, your own daughter, you are policing her, having control over her, and also too, blasting her information out into the world.
And she unfollowed him.
Like, and I was seriously
She's mad.
I don't blame you.
I would be too.
Wait, I didn't know this part.
Yeah,
I'm glad though because I told you guys, like, I'm always felt her for her, because it's like, you put all my personal business out there. I probably don't already like that we're doing it in the first place. Now the whole world knows we're doing it, so Dang, Deja, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hear those.
So I want to hear, did he do that with his,
No, I'm sure
daughter.
He did.
Zanique.
Well, Zanique is not biologically his, so I feel like he
But I don't think he treats her, I don't see him treating her any different.
Oh, definitely not, but I still feel
but
like,
it would be
no.
weird. It would be more weird.
It would be
different.
Stepchild. Exactly. Yeah. And I think her biological father's in her life.
Okay. Yeah, he
right,
is.
Right, and not for none. Okay.
If that's the case, definitely not. Please, no.
Like, and it's just weird. I feel like you should talk to your kids, educate them. My dad said, look, I can't stop anything that you do. I can only do what I'm supposed to do as a dad to exactly. protect you. When you get to college, that's when I'm going to say green light, do what you want.
Yeah. Right.
But in my house, you know, keep it copacetic. You know, ain't nobody got time.
That's a way, what he's doing is not teaching her that her body is hers.
Exactly.
It's almost like she's enslaved.
Absolutely.
Within him. And he's like, I own you until I pass you on to the next man that's going to take care of you.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of like, that's scary.
It is.
Because I'm not teaching my daughter how to be independent, make choices, make mistakes, make things happen for herself.
Period.
I'm making you rely on me. And that's scary because it's like, okay, once you get married, I'm going to pass you to this man. Now you belong to him.
Right.
Right. And look at how he treats Tiny.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it right there.
Really get into
and that's
it.
That on
all right. Period. All right.
I wonder what her mom thinks of it, though.
I wonder what anybody close to them thinks
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's happening, okay, her mom must be okay with it. I mean,
it's just weird. All of it's just weird. Yeah. I would have not even felt comfortable even saying that on air.
Like, right. Some stuff just should be
too far. Because he's like, I don't go in there and check. You might as well go in there and look up her cat. Like, you're doing too much.
I don't like it.
For real.
I don't like it. I'm really sorry to Deja, though.
Yes, absolutely. But we have
a whole grown woman. Right. In a day.
Listen.
That's it.
But, you know, we have an amazing show for y'all, as always, like crazy topics. And, you know, and we have our signature segments, Retweeted Elite, and we have Topic of the Week. But we have to get into our second topic, which is the Clark Atlanta shooting, which is just, I mean,
terrible.
Crazy. But Jay Lamar, tell us all about it.
So 21-year-old Clark Atlanta senior Alexis Crawford went missing on October 30th. 3 days later, her body was found in a park outside of Atlanta in Decatur, Georgia. And it said that she died of suffocation. Her roommate, Jordan Jones, and Jordan Jones' boyfriend, Byron Brantley, have been charged with premeditated murder of Alexis Crawford. Now, 3 days prior, when she went missing, Jordan, the roommate, actually told the police that she hadn't seen her. The last time she seen her, she took her to a liquor store. And once they got back from the liquor store, they both went into their separate rooms. She woke up the next day, door was locked, and she hadn't heard from her since.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's backtrack. So on October the 27th, 3 days before she was claimed missing, she filed a police report against Jordan Jones' boyfriend, Byron. Mm-hmm. She said that he had sexually assaulted her in the bathroom of their home. And so then 3 days later, she went missing. Then 3 days after that, her body was found. It's a very interesting situation because Jordan Jones is known as her best friend. She went home with her for the holidays.
Oh.
They spent a lot of time together. I think I have a picture of her and like a group of friends.
And they are like, together. This guy.
The couple. Yeah, they're a couple.
And so she lied for him.
She something
right,
happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in the entire situation, they said the story. They haven't published exactly the story, but one of them actually led the police to her body.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't said which one of the couple led them to the body, but one of them. I'm thinking it was Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Looking at her Twitter and her Instagram, she didn't seem like a bad person.
Of course not.
So it's like she got wrapped up in the wrong things. She was also a Clark Atlanta senior. I couldn't find that much information on the boyfriend. They didn't say he was a college student or anything like that, but it seems like she got wrapped up in the wrong thing. So what do you guys think about this particular situation?
I have a question really fast. Mm-hmm. Did they kill her together? Or was
that's
it
we
him
don't know.
And then she's helping
they
cover
haven't,
it up?
They haven't said
okay,
it yet.
Okay.
They said they haven't said it yet. They said
but
that.
She's the one that lied and said that she hadn't seen her.
She's the one that said
yeah,
that
she involved. I seen the post too that they screenshotted the post. You know, they always finding it. And she was basically like, you know, that's my friend. You know, we got to find her. Like basically playing the whole victim card. Mm-hmm. So she was really going along with the plot.
Her Instagram post, the last five posts, were her saying that my roommate is missing.
Yeah.
If you guys see her, please help us find her. So it's kind of like, it's weird. I mean, it could be a situation to where he did kill her and then he told her and then she led the police to the body. We don't know.
Right. There's no
it's just sad
details.
To say that, you know, these three young black people, all of their lives.
At a HBCU.
One life ended, two other lives are ending as well.
Right.
It's a sad situation. I feel so bad for Alexis Crawford family. She's from, I think, a little small town, I think near Macon, Georgia. Her father is in law enforcement as well. Ooh. So this was really, really tough.
Oh, he gonna get down to it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they gone for good. It's just sad because everyone's saying too, well, you know, you shouldn't trust your friends and you need to watch your friends. And people are saying, you know, stop making the joke. This little girl just lost her life.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. not about, I mean, of course, it's kind of sad because your friend did this to you, but mm-hmm. it's like, be sympathetic to the fact of what just happened. And mm-hmm. I feel like it was one of those cases where, and I don't want to paint this picture because we don't know the picture, but you know, he probably did something to her. The friend came to her and she was like, no, he didn't. Not That's my boyfriend. Right. Trying to defend him, flipped the role, and she was like, forget her. Let's get you whatever the case had been. So we don't know, but it's just sad that regardless, and I feel like as a friend, if my friend says your boyfriend did this, I will hope that you would trust that I'm not making this up mm-hmm. or that I, you know.
Right, right.
I hate the fact, knowing that after reading and learning that her father was in law enforcement, I'm upset that she didn't call him and he come down to Clark Atlanta and he handled it or whatever.
Oh, I mean, but we never know.
Yeah, but you never know.
The reason why I think that she may not have gone to her dad is because, that's her dad, that's her parent. I can't imagine a girl going to her dad like, hey, someone just assaulted me.
Well, yeah, true.
That's like a rarity, you know? Yeah. It already takes sometimes years for people to come out.
Well, she had the common sense enough to go and file a police report and stuff like
that. Yeah, to someone she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. That's something vulnerable. And also, I mean, look what happened. I think, similar to what Sierra was saying, you know, maybe she did try to tell the roommate and maybe the roommate did not believe her. She was like, oh, no, he would never want you. But I think it was more so the boyfriend who took matters into his own hands.
Absolutely.
And maybe the girl felt like she couldn't control her boyfriend. A lot of these girls are in relationships with guys they have no business being in a relationship with. Men get defensive once they're accused and they go off the handle and they try to handle it themselves. And when I looked at the picture of Alexis with that group of girls, just from the outside looking in, she doesn't look like she fits in with them. Mm. It reminds me of that typical college story, you know, where there's a group of girls and there's always that one oddball who doesn't quite fit in and she does her best. And it's like, are those really your...
Are those really your friends?
Yeah. No, seriously, I didn't think nobody else would get that vibe, mm-hmm. but I got the same exact vibe when I looked at the picture.
Like, and not even just like looks wise
really
or color.
Her demeanor.
Like, she just doesn't, it doesn't look like...
You can just tell. You just can tell.
Well, right. I mean, all of us being, you know, college graduates, we all know that once we're dropped off on that college campus, we're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Those college years are really meant for us to kind of figure out who we are.
So
I know a lot of times, I know I was in like several college friend circles. I was like, oh, this ain't it. Let me go to this one.
No, seriously.
You know, and try to figure it out, you know?
See, it's so tough.
Well, luckily for me, I went into school with people I knew, luckily.
Even then, we still
maneuvered and, you know. Mm-hmm. But
I was dropped from Missouri to Chicago, and it was just like, okay. And I went to my weeks of welcome. I was in the library reading books, being a loser.
But,
It was my college experience wasn't as, because I really was to myself. I've always just really been to myself. So, but my parents were just crazy though when I went to college and was, you know, worried about stuff like this happening, like who are you hanging out with?
Right.
Because sometimes you just never know. Like a lot of these situations, like rape culture is in college.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not saying that is what happened, but this kind of does give me that like vibe.
And I can't wait to get the full story because I think we all have way more questions than this.
Yeah,
and I'm tired of Twitter. You know how Twitter does. I'm tired of them taking the story and painting a picture of it. We don't know what happened, guys. Just let them tell us.
This is one of the most sentimental tweets that I found. Let's take it to Black Twitter. Kataria Mitchell says, "Women everywhere, Black women especially. Each of us should be feeling something right now. Something in our heart should be throbbing. Hurt, pain, awareness, shock, truth. Something should trigger when you hear her name, Alexis Crawford." And I mean, it's a scary situation. I was just thinking about, you know, for me, luckily, like as a college roommate, I was roommates with my brother. And I didn't want to be nobody else's roommate but my brother's. Just hearing his story and the stuff that he went through, because, you know, when you put in rooms with people you don't know, like they bring people back to the house.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to like constantly be aware.
And people are crazy.
And people are
crazy. They really are.
So here she is sleeping her bed after the situation, go to bed.
Right.
Then lock her door, and he comes in there because he's welcome in their home. That's her. That's probably aggressive. His girlfriend. Right. So it's like you never
and
know.
And you really don't have to set boundaries at that age. Sometimes you don't. I think that's your first time.
Yeah. Or make them.
And she, what if she's she could be timid. She could be really assertive herself, but we don't know. But maybe in that situation, you know, maybe he read into something too deeply and felt the need to make his own move, and she maybe didn't like it because there's levels to you know what.
Harassment is.
And harassment
well, she said that they both were drunk, and he made his way into. She was in the bathroom, and he came.
Yeah, and see, a lot of times men don't realize that, like, if a woman is drunk, that's still on you, you know. So you have to be careful. Right. So he probably didn't want to take the responsibility, and he was like, "No, this is serious." Especially with all the Me Too, men get so defensive that they're like, you know.
But it's
F
just
you.
That. But you would think, I guess, if I was a dude, and even my dad, he said I never was messing with girls like that because I knew I ain't got time for no type of hang up.
And you think you knew what was a consequence like
right?
that?
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Even if you was having whatever type of urge you feeling like, in my mind, I'd be like. Man, I'm gonna go to jail, and then somebody gonna really get me in jail because homeboy, like, if it come out like that, I mean, you got some trouble.
Yeah. It's just a sad situation because to me, seemingly, this could have all been avoided.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
She went down there, she did the proper protocols by filing the case. No charges have been brought up on him yet. So what made him sit there and like, I need to murder her. I need to get rid of her. That ain't going to solve the issue.
Right.
It's made it worse.
It just made it worse. It's a sad situation.
Right, absolutely.
Well, now he's going to have plenty of time to think.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely think Jordan, from the looks of her, she looks like she has had like a good life.
Right.
So, 9 out of 10, she about to turn on him real quick.
And sometimes
I didn't think that far.
Yeah. Oh, I think looking at her Instagram and stuff like that, she pretty girl.
How did you see her Instagram? Her page is not private. Yeah,
so people were posting like some of the pictures of her Instagram on. Did you see the pictures that they posted of her Instagram?
No, what
she just turned 21. She was taking all these pictures.
So young.
Yeah, she was young.
Oh, well, yeah, they're in college, so I knew it was. That's just sad. Yeah. Life is gone.
Yeah, life
over a boy.
Over a boy. Like, needless to say, girl, you're going to still do 25 at the bare minimum.
Yeah. Well, sorry. And then you a senior. Woo! He was almost there, girl.
Both of them.
Yeah.
HBCU. Y'all about to be HBCU graduates.
I know. Yeah. And now Clark Atlanta. I feel bad for Clark Atlanta, too, because, I mean, it sucks that, I mean, they should be happy.
Their name.
Well, and then, I mean, exactly. And I just feel like I hope that they make this a movement in some sort of way around the campus, you know, like if you have this type of situation happening, be more alert, you know.
Rather than sweeping under the rug, because sometimes schools do that too.
USC.
Hampton, and that's my alma mater, but there was someone who had drowned in a pool and they tried to sweep it under the rug. Yeah, and it was so crazy.
I don't think they'll sweep it under the rug. After watching some of the news stories, the student body president of CAU, he actually spoke out and he said that there's so many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the students are coming together like, well, we need to figure out how to make this not happen again.
Right.
So I think that it has their brains moving, which is a good thing. So prayerfully, justice is served for Alexis.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure the student's not going to stop, even if the administration does. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so we have this is going to be a good one. I'm really excited to see what you guys think about this. But a mother, you know, is under investigation because she was beating her child at school, but it was recorded. So but Sierra is going to tell us all about it.
Yes, guys. So I don't know if you've seen the video of this beating, but it started from the cafeteria leading all the way to outside. So if you don't know, a mother got a call and her little son was being bad in the classroom, I guess. So she took it upon herself to come to the class or come to the school and give him a whooping. Now, if you're black, you've seen this happen or you probably experienced this happening. You get whooped, your mama beats you, no matter where you are, who watching, you're getting it if you're acting up.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why it was controversial is because, you know, she was yanking him and calling him the N-word. He was screaming and cussing in his face. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit too much. So although we may get why she was punishing him, it was just a bit too much. So now people are saying, you know, she need to go to jail. CPS is trying to get involved. It's just a lot of...
And she has, like, what, four of the kids? Four of the kids.
Yeah, it's just a lot going on. And in the video, you also see the teacher and the principal in the back just watching. So they're probably like, oh, my gosh.
The teacher was crying. She had tears coming down her face.
The reaction from the principal and the teacher, they were like, kind of like, okay, you handle it, you know? So I feel like the school is going to turn on her. When watching the video, I'm like, is the school going to try to, you know, get on her now? Or is it going to flip the script? But what do you guys think? Because if you grew up in a black home, you get whoopers like that.
Yeah, I got switched, okay? We had to pick out our own switch.
Yeah.
But coming to the school, though, like, I've had high school, in high school, my friend's mother came in high school.
Sierra, listen.
Whatever it
and,
takes.
Listen, and okay, and this, I think this is what I'm saying. Age. I'm just saying it's a lot of kids that's real wild and acting up crazy, and then you wonder why, and it's sometimes you just got to take something to their behind. I'm not saying every single time, and no, I am not, I do not condone calling a child the N-word. Yeah.
Especially or, not in front of white people. I'm
period.
Sorry.
Like that's just that, you know, ammunition. Yes, but no. I, you know, I am a fan of if you act up, that's why I'm going to jack you up. That is me. If you act up in class, I'm going to embarrass you in class. Yeah. But that is my mindset, but I understand. I would not record it. I would not have called him, cussed at him, done all that. But yeah. You probably would have got swatched.
I think for this particular situation, I think the most embarrassing moment for her as a mother, I think that was her calling him, you little N.
Right,
Ann,
that was too much.
I think that was cussing too much.
But I know real life people like that.
Now, do so, I think, as I don't think, old, I've seen, you know, now I see some grown women go toe to toe with their son.
I don't think that her punishment should be more so counseling. Let's figure out let's teach you how to navigate through raising these four. Not jail or anything like that. Why would you put her kids in the system?
Right, exactly.
Apparently, she's a good mom because she could have left them up there acting the fool.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta chime in because I see that
Jamie
you all
never
agree.
Agrees with us, guys.
That's not true. It's just, I feel like in this situation.
What don't you agree with?
Well, let me just start here. First of all, who was recording this? Was this a friend?
It was a friend, because a friend was telling her, girl, follow me. Or, girl, you going too fast. Slow down, girl.
That in itself, the fact that this mother feels like it's okay to record this, to post to where? To social media to show how you beat your son's ass? I don't understand why parents feel the need to go that far. That shows that she has personal problems at home. Imagine what she does behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that, I get it. We were all beat. I had the welt belt, the other belt. Like, we had belts for different things that would cause certain reactions, okay? Mm-hmm. But do I think that I would beat my kids with a belt too? I want to discipline them. Maybe I might, you know, whip them with a hand, whatever. I don't know just yet. But that does not mean I want to take everything that my parents did and have that trickle down, you know, as like a hand-me-down. I don't think it's right. I think that some people treat dogs better than they do their kids as far as beating them and behavior. Reward good behavior. I feel like he's acting out, and typically kids act out because of what's happening at home.
Yeah.
I've worked with kids. I still work with kids, and I see it all the time. It's really sad. Yeah. And I'll just give another example. So just to make it a little more personal, my upstairs neighbors, I've been hearing them yell and scream for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And maybe you guys have heard me talk about it randomly, but it's to the point where it's woken me up in the morning, and it happened today. And so I called security, and I'm like, do something, or I'm literally about to call CPS. And I am that person, because I know the difference between a beating and then going overboard. Like, she cusses him out. She's shoving, a pushing, saying, stop hitting
yanking
me.
Yanking him.
Six in the morning. Yeah. So it's like, I'm sorry. Something needs to be done. And to me, that wasn't normal. All up in his face, like, cussing him out.
No, what are you doing?
That was extreme.
Yeah, no. We agree with the whipping part, but like we said, it was extreme. So we don't agree with the extremity of it.
With the verbal abuse.
Exactly.
I think she could have stopped at the dialogue in his face. Yes, or you could have got down to his level.
Yanking him.
And
to be embarrassed about all those white kids, it's like, that's not the way. And I don't think it made her look bad. I don't think it made black people. I think it made her look bad and made black people, made people give us a side eye even more.
I feel like if she could have conducted herself in a different way, yoking him up, like, that one yoke was good enough. Take him outside, have the conversation when you get home. Raising young black men in this society and making sure they're on the right path is a hard,
crucial
job.
And I don't want them resenting black women like they already do, because look at that. That could be one of the main reasons. Like, black men are aggressive,
but that's the thing is, but black men need to understand that that's a different, you can't always blame the black woman for that. Where's your black father at?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, like, if that's the thing is, we got to be a little bit further of a step, because whoever's creating that narrative is a part of that group. So if you're saying, oh, black women are this, because my mother was the only person that gave a discipline me, because no one else was there.
And I get that too, but that's also such a similar narrative of, you know, single black homes. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I feel like stop stop creating that narrative for yourself as a person who maybe grew up in a single house, like, oh, because of this, this is why I am the way I am. We're all the way we are because of something. Mm-hmm. So many people grow up without a father. And so it's like, we have to find a way to move past that and move forward. And that woman needs help. Like, if you don't get help yourself, you're going to continue to have a broken family.
I think she needs a better way of disciplining him.
Right.
Like I said. And herself. That woman looks crazy.
Okay, she didn't look put together, but she's a rat.
She's a gutter rat. Whatever.
No, she's like a distraught mother. Just imagine, like, if you said she had four kids, you know what I'm saying? And this one just
can't get right. And I wonder why. Why do you have four kids?
No,
and
you can't control that.
Hold on, but Jamie, listen, though. You already know. Let's be real. We got to be real right now.
All right.
If you look at the video, not to be I'm black, so I'm not being a stereotype or nothing like that. We can tell what kind of background, what type of life she is, okay? Uh-huh. And it's probably ghetto. Okay, yeah, let's just keep it a stack.
Like my cousin.
So, oh gosh. Okay, so with that being said, I wasn't surprised at the type, and I'm just being honest, I wasn't surprised at the type of how she was acting, how she was dressing. It was sad, yes. It's not approvable, no. But it's like, that's all she knows.
He's going to look back at that video. Right. I feel like he'll look back at that video and say, probably my mother did the best that she knew how to do.
It was normal. My mama beat my ass.
Not to say it was normal.
It's not normal. I think that's normal. Like you said, Jay Lamar, there is a difference between raising a black child and every other child. And I'll even say I know some of my Latino friends, they tell me, like, you know, my mom is hard on me too, because mm-hmm. you have to inflict a certain message in a person of color quicker than you do a white kid. They don't have the same type of situations.
Black men.
No, but I mean, period, no, though. I mean, we got Alexis, that mm-hmm. all of these situations that are happening to us are specific to black people. There are issues that we have in our community that other people do not. Absolutely. So unfortunately, and a lot of it does go back to slavery, where it comes to, I'm popping you if I see you reading, because mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. what's going to happen to you if they see you reading. You could die. Sometimes the message has to be quick like that, because who knows? That could be the make or break moment between him doing something crazier when he gets older. Absolutely. We don't know. Yes. Do I think that it was okay for her to talk the way that she did?
No.
But at the same time, we all can
agree that she should have handled it less aggressively. He could have still gotten the beating after school, right. But less aggressively. Yes, we all agree on that.
I want to say this. I think that she's a mother that loves her child.
Yes.
Because she showed up. But if y'all notice, when she walked into that cafeteria, what did that boy do? He ran up to, oh, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Right, right, right.
So he has some type of love for his mom, and she has some type of love towards him.
That's how kids are.
No. Abused children are not like that.
But all of a sudden, he ran.
Kids are smart. Okay,
kids get upset all the time. I can have my niece will get upset at me, and then all of a sudden she's hugging me. That is how kids are. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Have you ever gotten a whooping for your mother and she try to come in and be a friend afterwards? Now, you may be still sorry for the whooping, but you're going to eventually let it go, right?
Right. That's what that kid did. Yeah.
But no, that's what I'm saying. That shows that she's not a bad mom.
Yeah.
People like their abusers too.
T.I.'s not a bad father. He made a bad choice.
Victims sometimes go back to their abusers, whether it's physical abuse or sexual abuse. Well, yeah, sometimes it's a cycle.
Let's round it about to this particular situation. Yeah. I think for this particular situation, she just handled it verbally. She handled it wrong. Yes. She did too much.
And being recorded, period, was just weird. Yeah, like, you know, they said, why are we recording?
Just like people that cut off their kids' hair like halfway to embarrass them because they did it in the back.
That's the line of abuse. We need to distinguish what is abuse and what is parenting, because this was the parenting style that I grew up with. I was picking out my own switches, and I love my parents dearly. I was on FaceTime with him all day.
We got a tweet real fast, because it kind of ties in what we're talking about or what our opinions are. So Jenny KW says, kids don't just be bad and need a whooping to set them straight. They are kids. They pick and learn behaviors from their environment. They don't know right and wrong. They only know what they see and are exposed to. A lifestyle change is necessary, and it isn't his responsibility. So, I mean, I can't see, she's kind of backing up the whole narrative. I mean, it's his mom, how she was, you know, just
parents do better. Your kids are gonna grow up to be like you, so you have to do better. You have to do the personal work. Exactly. And so if you feel like you want to release your anger on your child that you raised, be my guest. But just remember, that is a product of you. So
I'm gonna get a bop.
But I, like, I'm not saying you can't.
I think she's trying to make him better than her, though.
She needs to make herself better.
She's got I think she could be better. To, but like we said, the whole character of I purposely brought my family to record this, that's not
weirdo.
Cute. Our parents might have beat us, but that ain't say, girl, come when you record Sierra.
No, weird stuff. And then I've been seeing parents nowadays that be just posting every little thing that they kids do. It's just like, that's weird.
I definitely agree with that.
Goofy.
I would talk to my mom about, like, remember when you whooped me? My mom be like, I never whooped you.
Who's your mom said?
No,
I still see the scar on my leg.
No,
yeah,
no, my dad. Listen,
no, see, my mom tapped with a conversation.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
You, this is what you're doing wrong.
Absolutely,
this is how you're going to fix it.
I think they always talk when they're hitting you.
Well, but yeah, after, but it was a conversation. It was. I never left a whooping wondering what I did wrong.
Right.
Oh, you know what you're getting a whipping for sure.
Well, and then I'm
at a question.
I'm sure
times.
He knew too, but like I said, it was just excessive.
and then sometimes
I did too. Because I mean, I grew up in a house with four boys, and it was never one of us. It was like. Because we never told on each other. So if we broke mommy's... Right.
If we broke... I said, we're not like that. No. I mean, my cousin, we was like, oh, no.
If we broke
we
mommy...
We all got a whooping.
Right. If one of us broke mommy China, who broke it?
We all getting a whooping.
My mom like, y'all not going to tell each other?
Y'all chose because mine would line never.
Up. Really?
Jamie.
Oh, no.
Well, oh, no.
They lined us up and said, you all finna get it then.
Oh, wow.
No. We all we got. That's our slogan.
We broke. We
listen.
This is very telling.
Right.
I love my brother.
Whether you like it or love it, that's what Instagram is saying to you. They're doing it anyway. So our quick mentions that we have is Instagram has a new feature, and it's all about the likes. So they're taking away the likes on your post now, if you choose to. They're testing it in a few places. But what do you guys think? Would you guys be okay with, you know, switching off your likes? Because I think it does set a tone for, does it really matter how many people like your post as long as you're posting it?
I've got to a place where it doesn't matter how many likes I get. I'm going to post a damn picture. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And that's as long as I like it, then my crush like it, I'm happy.
You know,
that's the most important.
Once
they watch the story, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Okay, cool. That's all that matters.
And if he don't repost it again, I'm just kidding.
But
tag him.
I don't even think I'm mad at them not, like, taking away likes per se. I think it could possibly help us as a society. Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, how is it going to change things? You know, like, I remember when Instagram had the 15-second videos, then it came to 1 minute, then it became IGTV. Maybe it's just something that's going to grow, and we'll figure it out.
Well, have y'all ever posted a picture, you think it was bad,
you didn't get enough likes?
And didn't get enough likes.
Of course.
And did you not feel some type of way?
Like, yeah, I mean, of course. I think it because we have been conditioned to feel that way. That's why the likes and stuff are there, because we're trying to get approved from other people.
Yeah.
Well, right. I'm going to say this. I don't feel that way about it at all. I just be like, I post what I want, and if you like it, you don't. Because that's me. If I see some stuff that I don't like, I'm not going to like it, even if it's from my closest friends. If I don't like it, I really genuinely just don't like
it. I'll just be scrolling. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, double tap. I don't even think.
And yeah, I think that it messes up the people who are creatives, because if you get a certain amount of likes, or if you get a certain amount of views, then that is something that you can put on your resume, well, you things like
at,
that.
Look at the percentages. Like, Kim Kardashian has 150 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
Her pictures only average about 10% of that, like 10 million likes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. But that's the thing is it's not always necessarily that people are not liking it. It's just people are seeing it, not liking it.
And the algorithm is...
Let's also be real. There are a lot of people that pay for their followers and pay for their likes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this milestone to reach, but it's like, you paid for it.
Well,
like,
but see, that's why I want my likes.
20,000 followers, but 200 likes. I'm like, okay, so you must pay
for it. You can always tell.
You can tell.
I want my stuff. Show me my stuff.
I think I'm curious to see what it's going to be. I wasn't opposed to it. I wasn't surprised either. But I'm curious. Like you said, I want to see what it does to people. And I feel like the people that will be affected the most is the people, like you said, the creatives, the people that that live off these likes. So, I mean, sure they're the ones probably panicking.
Well, it's us, y'all. We the creatives.
But that's what Instagram is going to do something different.
Well, I mean, we don't get paid to post, though.
Yeah, like the influencers.
We will, but you know what I mean.
Girl,
it's
you not yourself.
I'm not about to do it.
Okay, y'all, are you... Okay, we're not... freaking advertisers. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, listen, we're going to be getting big checks.
Those people.
Who else has a big check? We're running out of time, y'all. Who else has a big check is Stephen A. Smith. He has a new 5-year contract.
He negotiated that deal.
Yeah. Hey, he's a bad man. Stephen A. Smith has a new 5-year contract that makes him ESPN's highest paid sportscaster with an annual salary of nearly $8 million per year.
Did y'all ever hear like the documentary on him?
Yes, we did. I wish we could get into it, but we ain't got that much time, y'all. So, but it moves the sportscaster past Mike Greenberg, who's
annual salary was $6.5 million. So he was the previous highest paid, you know, sportscaster. But he got bumped down. But so do you guys, we only have 5 minutes left. Do y'all want to do retweet or delete, or do y'all want to do topic of the week?
Retweet.
Oh, wow. No, topic.
We can say the retweet for next week.
Okay. Because we might honestly have to do a part two of topic, so let me know. But okay, so topic of the week, part two, we going to say. So define our sexuality? Did y'all hear that? Right. Do our sexual ex define our sexuality? So this topic comes from a couple of weeks back. Tank, the singer, went on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast and revealed that he feels a man is not gay just because he is sexually active with a man once or twice, saying it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he sucked blank twice. The art of being gay is being gay. It's a continuous state of being. So my first question, does sexual activity of any kind with the same sex / gender mean you aren't straight and or bi-curious?
I would say it would make you curious.
Okay.
Yes. I would definitely say it make you curious.
Okay. Because something had to trigger you to say, I want that.
If you're getting aroused.
But I don't think that...
How does it start?
Once you meet that curiosity and you choose not to like it, you identify what you want to identify as.
Yes. Yeah. That's the fair answer.
I'll go with your answer because I was going to say the complete opposite. But
Okay. Then the next question. Will you date a man or woman, who has been sexually active with another sex or with the same sex and says, I don't really like it anymore? I know for me, I'm sorry. I would probably be like, no.
I didn't say that. Sierra said that.
No, I know.
Sierra said that.
For you,
not.
Because I know in the gay community it's a big deal too, being bi-curious.
Yeah,
or being bisexual.
My two fiancés that I've had in this life so far, both of them were bi-curious men.
Okay.
They were both bisexual. Mm-hmm. So one of them before me had two kids and he was engaged, and the other one was engaged to a woman before me. So they were both bisexual men. I tend to attract a lot of bisexual men.
Why do you think?
I don't know. But
are you? Sorry, if you don't want me.
No more.
Okay. Mm-mm. That's a whole nother. Okay, finish your statement. We'll get into it. That's so interesting, but go ahead.
Yes, but I don't think that. I think that. I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
Is it when a man says that he's bisexual, is that just the step two into getting into him being completely gay? A lot of people say that.
For some men, yeah, I think it was mine because I hadn't explored men to like its full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an attraction for men, I hadn't explored it. I had attraction for women. I was having sex with women when I was like 17, 18. And then 19, I finally had sex with a man and was like, I don't think I'm bi-curious anymore. I think I'm...
That's what I want. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Well, because that's how my friend was. He's gay, but he plays where he wants.
Yeah, I have friends like that.
Right. And
I feel like I know a lot of people like that, actually.
They would marry a man, but they still enjoy sexual activities with women.
Right.
I think there's a double standard, too. Like, with women, like, I feel like stories I hear about women who have said, like, they've gone down on a girl or they've had a girlfriend, but it was a phase. Whereas men, it's like, ain't no phase. It's like, once they're bisexual and you've done something with a man, you're gay.
That's it.
And that's how we feel about it.
But I feel like that double standard is on your side.
Well, right.
As women.
Right. You didn't pose that on y'all.
Yeah, y'all project that on the man. Because
but so do men. Y'all men do it yourselves.
I feel like men do it.
But that's because that's toxic or
what
homophobia.
You mean? Like, to other men?
Yeah. Men
to
other men, yeah.
But I think it's projected from y'all mainly, though. Because I feel like But if you guys had ever went down on a woman and told your boyfriend or somebody you're dating, they're more likely going to say, okay, and move past it. It means nothing.
Well,
and
other than that, I like it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, ooh,
I've met men before that are just like, nah, like I'm not into that at all.
Right. They must have got that girl stolen by another girl.
Right.
Oh, wow. No. I haven't seen that one.
Listen, we gotta open up the spectrum of sexuality. Everybody into everybody, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, some people are by curious.
And also like kids. When I'm like seeing young kids, I've seen young girls kiss each other. You know, I've seen young kids under the age of 5 kiss each other, whether they're the same sex or different sex. It is. Not that it's a good or a bad thing, but it is so normal to see kids do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, stop. Yes.
No, I agree with Jamie. They're
kissing each other in a romantic way?
You have to remember, like, a child's mindset.
Yeah, they don't know.
They like to watch Disney movies. They see people kissing.
They don't know.
You know, I've seen it more than once.
People
where I've seen two boys kiss.
Little show.
I've seen two girls kiss.
Good night.
And also, I know people... like straight women, it is a fact that a lot of straight women watch lesbian porn. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of straight women that watch like completely heterosexual straight porn. A lot of times it's lesbian.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, Tank saying this about it's okay for a man to have his genitals sucked. Is that a, how did that feel about it? Like,
I guess you kind of made us right. I'm not with it.
At 40, if you met somebody, a guy that was 40 years old, he said, oh, in college, at 20,
nah.
You got hard in college?
You got hard.
You grown, girl.
I think you said middle school. You are gay.
Why does that make you gay? Why is that not bisexual?
We've all had a bad kiss.
Because you got a bad kid. You have a good point.
That is bi-curious, but I like you said, you're right. That's what you're right. We are right. We, as women, if you have a penis, you're gay.
Yeah, that's not fair.
You're getting
so why are you putting him in the gay parking spot when he's bi-curious?
No, I won't say gay. You're bi. He's bi.
But he has had a guy in 20 years. He tried it once.
It don't matter. You already did it. So you're bi for life.
How do I know you're
bi for life? No, for a woman. If she tries it one time, to me, you're bi as
Let's
a woman.
Okay, can week. I?
Okay, so we're going to do part two. Unfortunately, we have to go. We got to wrap. Josh is giving us the wrap it up sign. But thank you guys so much. It's been an amazing show. My name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Jamie. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I.
Yes, and I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV or my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
It's your boy, Jay Lamar. You can find my gay ass on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar.
Staff,
we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.